April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we're going to hear poetry from two different poets, beginning with Tegan King, a student at Northern Michigan University.
How honeybees relate to kissing. You say the honeybee who pollinates the iris is the husband of all Greek goddesses. How music is the way the thorax speaks. So I listened. I listened to you speak as your violin bow bobbed like some anorexic meerkat. We're all bumblebee hungry, you say. You told me about the ways bees drink nectar from flowers. How flowers are the way the earth laughs at the stupidity of humans. And I listened. I loved the way you spoke, your tongue making the sounds I wanted inside of me. I liked the way your fuzzy magenta socks skidded across the tile floor like so many scattered stamens. You went to the fridge to grab more Merlot to pour into these tall glasses. I listened to the honey. I wondered what it tasted like. Budding rose, daisy, the raw skin of the lamb I straight razored as a little girl. Deep, blooming, seductive, or sweet. What else can we do but kiss? Make the paper wasp at the window more important than it is.
Our next poetry is being read by its author, Janine Rasto, from Choctaw Township in Marquette County.
Residency test at the ore dock. I no longer stop when the chutes shudder and lower. I don't turn when I hear the pellets bang and race to the cargo hold. I am not mesmerized as the ship unzips the seam between Superior and the sky. But at night, when freighter lights flow between two wells of darkness, I cannot look away. May our prayers carry you. I can carry you, my feet finding spaces between blankets and debris, my arm a rail that your legs can wrap around. Longer than the walk for fresh water, longer than the day's heat steams the road and the road presses back, searing my soles, I will hold you to my chest, make my breath your buoy. When darkness collects shadows from tent poles and umbrellas, I will steady my stride, match my rhythm to your dreaming sighs. And this poem was in an anthology called Surges. The money from that anthology is being used right now to rebuild villages that were destroyed by the hurricane. Inheritance. She stares past the dislocated fence rail. Shingles on the coop wave to her. The tractor clatters over a dawn-steamed field. Her hands, deep in suds, press sponge crumbs into the serving plate, the tumblers, the knife. How can she stand on the chipped linoleum square, stand every morning at the sink where her mother quietly collapsed and died? Dearton, Michigan. When people ask, I say, Jordan's not coming back. Her dad looks for something to throw or break. She called from Barcelona once, collect. I keep my worry at simmer, just like when she was in Iraq. I talk to her voicemail. I say, gin is gin. Superior has sand. Come home. The army keeps sending your checks. Some nights, I swear, music tumbles from beneath her bedroom door.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, produced and recorded in the studios of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.